Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in. Time for conservative commentary. Conservative common sense, I think, is a better way to put it. I have Jim McKinney with me right now. Jim is doing a major Republican event tonight. I'm going to try as hard as I can to make it, but I'm not sure if that's going to happen. But listen, you're in good hands with Allstate. You're in good hands with McKinney. Jimmy, I want to talk about a couple of things with you. First of all, you're getting very, very active and very, very much a celebrity in political circles up here, and I want to say that I am very, very proud of you. I got to take that word out of my vocabulary. I want to talk to you about a couple of things. Big Al needs a little bit of education here. I want to talk to you first about the investigations that are going on. In my opinion, if the investigations, number one, please define the investigations. I think if they are what I think they are, I think that's going to be the coup de grace for President Trump. What are your comments, Jim?
Well, there's multiple investigations going on right now that are significant. The first is the Durham investigation, which is reviewing, and we've talked about it many times, but it's reviewing the way the FBI and Department of Justice had handled the Mueller investigation for Russia collusion with Trump, and what appears to be, with a significant amount of evidence, a political setup by law enforcement, Justice Department members to paint a picture that Trump was colluding with Russia. That picture has actually influenced a large number of voters. According to recent polling, over 40% of Americans still believe Trump colluded with the Russians and Trump's campaign colluded with the Russians, in spite of the fact that 2.5 years worth of investigation, multiple reviews have found no evidence that anybody in the Trump administration actively colluded. The problem is right now, the Democrats are continuing to make these accusations as we go into this campaign, and the Durham investigation is really moving at a pace that it appears that we will not have any major indictments or any major understanding of what happened prior to the November election. That's disturbing a lot of people. If in fact Durham comes out with information between now and November that actually factually shows that James Comey, Andrew McCabe, Joe Pienka, a large number of members of FBI and Department of Justice were doing what they've done. I mean, the evidence is there, but there hasn't been the media is not supporting and not covering it much at all. If there's nothing about that, then it's going to go by the wayside. If there is something that comes out, that should have a significant impact on people's understanding of what's happening and realize that they were basically lied to and twisted by the media and the Democratic Party.
Jim, let me stop you just for a second. This election is getting more and more interesting right now. Nobody is following it closer than you are, and I'm in a pretty close second place, I got to tell you that. My opinion right now, my gut level feeling is, in spite of the fact that the Democrats are turning everything upside down, I really wonder, regardless of in what direction this investigation goes, would the public be aware of it in time it to perhaps influence their vote, or would it be silenced? What do you think, bud?
You know, it's really hard to say. I'm very worried that they want to protect the institutions more than they want to have transparency. A number of people have come out and made some very Richard Grenell, acting director of DNI for a period of time and a former ambassador to Germany. He's come out and explained that, you know, what was happening there. A number of people have done it. There's a lot of evidence to support it, but we're just not getting the media play on it, because I believe mainstream, I wouldn't even say mainstream, progressive media, progressive corporate media is really silencing it right now. So I think really what the direction has to be for this campaign is, look, hope or hate. The Democrats are proposing hate, though they're painting the Trump administration as being the haters. That's not a reality. We're seeing violence everywhere. We're seeing these continuing aggressive stances, and we're seeing an unbelievable amount of disinformation that's coming out of directly out of the mouths of senior Democratic leaders. And it's tough.
Jimmy, let me make one comment that I was thinking about for quite some time right now. I'm going to go back to a comment that I made that one of Peggy Noonan, my favorite op-ed writer, perhaps I may change that to former favorite. She came out a couple of years ago and she said, there's one thing I can say about Joe Biden. He's the nicest guy in the world and everybody loves him. Well, that's, I believe now, I believe deep down in my soul, I believe that's why, even though he's probably incompetent mentally to have the office of President of the United States, I don't think anybody really wants to hurt him. I watched him this morning give a speech, and he is coming across as your favorite uncle who shows up every Christmas with the electric train. That obviously is the plan of the Democratic Party. The thing that scares me a little bit, Jim, is I think it may work, and that really bothers me a lot. Your comments?
It's possible. If they can protect him, and if they can keep him from actually seeing being seen and actually having to answer questions from the media.
Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, if they can continue his handlers, and that's exactly what they are, they're handlers that want to control this nation, not elected officials. If they can protect him, then yeah, it may work, because there's enough people that actually are just not engaged, and they believe that, you know, that the dialogue and the lies that are out there. The unfortunate part is that for him, I don't believe that Joe Biden will be able to stand for too long into this situation. And he may be a nice guy at some level, but the reality is he just doesn't have the policies, nor the presence, nor the strength to carry forward this nation under a time of tremendous pressure. And I think the polls are beginning to reflect it. 27% right now among Black voters. He's even in Pennsylvania with Trump. That was from, you know, like 9-10 point difference just a few weeks ago. Minnesota's in play. Wisconsin, Trump is gaining ground, if not equal. And even Florida, Texas, some of the big states are looking very positive for the Trump team. So let's see what happens. But I think he didn't get any support after his convention, and Trump has had a pretty good bump after that. So I'm optimistic.
I have to tell you, the way that they're playing the situation in Kenosha bothers me a lot. He's coming across again 1,000% as the favorite uncle who shows up with the electric train every Christmas. And I don't know, we have an awful lot of uninformed people in the United States, certainly uninformed politically, and I think that's the group of people that the Democrats are counting on. And I really believe that that's what they are counting on to happen.
Yeah, they're going to try that. I think Americans are smarter than most people think. And the facts are beginning to become apparent. Democratic-run cities are a disaster. The violence is threatening. Suburbs are at risk. The organized protests and riots are they're out of control. People are afraid of that. And of course, the COVID and the frustrations, all the other things that have just been going on, people are starting to wake up. And I really do believe that there's going to be a tremendous amount of pushback. And let's see what happens. I think, again, Black voters are, you know, really stepping up to support Trump. Hispanic voters, suburban voters, people are coming out and saying, you know what, this is just insane. We can't allow this violence to continue. We can't allow these shutdowns to continue. We've got to move on.
Well, let's not worry about the shutdowns right now. I happen to agree with you 100%, and a lot of people agree with you 100% on that particular situation. I'm just going to say one more time, and I'm not trying to beat a dead horse. My situation is very unique, and I'm looking at it a bit differently. But I think in a macro sense, you are 100% right. The Ron Paul Institute for Peace and Prosperity shares your view. If I'm not mistaken, I think Jeff Dice down at the Mises Institute also shares your view very strongly. Those are some of the best thinkers in the country, in my humble opinion. I'm a little frightened right now, is all I can say. I'm a little frightened because I have the experience of knowing what happened in Russia, and I have the experience of hearing it firsthand from my parents and grandparents, who obviously lived through that. Jimmy, we're up to 10 minutes, sir. Anything else you want to say?
I just want to say that this is why it's so important to get people out and to get them informed. And that's what we're trying to do. Help people understand what's happening, what this fight is about. Try to vote before we have to fight. You can vote in socialism, but you got to shoot your way out of it.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics. We will be back in a moment.